This podcast is brought to you by PodPro Australia.
Welcome to the My Business Podcast, where we sit down with local businesses and we talk about who they are, where they come from, and what inspires them to be in business.
Welcome back to the My Business Podcast. I'm your host, Adam Bell. Today, we're diving deep into the world of blockchain mining with my special guest, Mr. Ryan Brown, who's the General Manager of HitUp. Now, they are at the forefront of providing a unique investment opportunity in blockchain mining, making it accessible and profitable for everyday investors. So, look, if you've ever wondered about earning high returns through crypto without the usual trading risks, then this episode is for you. Welcome, Ryan, to the My Business Podcast.
How are you?
I'm really well, mate. Really well. Thanks for joining us.
Happy to be here.
Look, kick things off by explaining the concept of blockchain mining to our listeners and how HitUp fits into this space.
Yeah, so as you probably understand, with cryptocurrencies, there's a lot of transactions we're seeing. Extreme jumps up, extreme jumps down. Mm-hmm. The news is really, really good at letting us know whenever everything is down. But just like the markets really any kind of transaction, those transactions all need to be facilitated. And that's done through a decentralized scenario where basically as people are either buying or selling or transferring, those transactions need to actually be facilitated to ensure that there's no dodgy kind of stuff going on. There's no fraudulent activities and those types of things. And just making sure that, number one, the most importantly, that things get from A to B.
Sure. And because it's decentralized, that normally, we think of that normally as a bank doing that, but there are no banks.
That's
so
right.
There needs to be third parties who do this to make sure it all happens,
correct? Yeah, that's right. It's pretty simple. It works basically the same way as Microsoft Office or Google Documents work. If you've ever seen how those work, if you've ever worked in a team environment with Office, one person is able to edit, and then obviously there's consensus across all those different computers or all those different users on that platform.
Sure. So you've been involved with HitUp for quite a while now, and
yep.
Tell me a bit about your background and how you got involved.
Yeah. Look, we started this back, I think it was in 2015 or so. We were looking at, new and upcoming type of technologies and these types of things. And obviously Bitcoin came across our desk. We started taking a look at that. We noticed that it's got quite a high volatility. And we thought to ourselves, look, at the end of the day, we're probably getting a little bit older these days and don't want to be taking on all this enormous risk that comes with that type of volatility. And then we found a way that we're still able to participate in that. And that's just simply by facilitating those transactions as people are obviously, as I said to you before, that are either buying or selling or transferring from one place to another.
Sure. So explain that in a bit more detail so that our listeners can understand. They're not your investment opportunity that you have for members.
Yep.
Isn't about investing in crypto. Let's get that clear.
No.
So tell me, explain the investment opportunity to me. What, someone comes along with $100,000, just pull a number, and you've got the opportunity for them. What is it?
Basically, what we can do for them is lease them out machines that are facilitating these transactions. And I'll keep it quite simple for you. It's almost like how an ATM works. I'm sure any one of us have been out looking for our bank and we can't find the ATM that's associated with our bank. And we end up using, say, one of those Cash Connect ones that are in the 7-Eleven and so forth. And usually how that basically works, and as you probably understand, it's not a bank, it's not a currency or anything like that. All it basically is a computer that communicates with your bank and says, well, look here, Ryan wants to take out, for example, if I wanted to take out $100, it'll communicate with the bank and say, okay, yeah, Ryan does have this $100. It'll come back to me and say, yeah, we can facilitate that transaction for you, but we're going to charge you $5 for that. Right. In essence, that's what we are doing. And that's how new Bitcoin actually comes into existence as well, is through that mining process. So the actual network is paying you to facilitate those transactions to keep the network secure. And that's how new Bitcoin is basically minted, or a lot of other tokens as well.
So that makes sense. So that's what you're actually doing. So I come along, as I said, with that money to invest. Mm-hmm. how does my investment work then? So I'm actually putting that, because it's a fixed rate of return, isn't it?
Yes, so that's right.
So explain that to me.
So basically, we can work out what the returns are going to be based off of the mathematics. You know, we've already worked out how quickly the machines are working. We already know what the cost of power is and all of these types of things. So with mathematics, we can basically work out for our potential members what type of return that we'd be able to generate for them. So depending on the term and the amount would obviously give them a better idea of what type of return that they're going to generate for them. And we've got some information on the website for them. They can actually go in. There's a little exercise there, and you can work out exactly how much.
Okay, and I've had a look at this, and the rates of return are very attractive. And yep. The fact that they're fixed. So, and explain that then the mechanics of it. So they're paid out daily.
Yeah, they're paid out. You're paid out every day in Bitcoin. Mm-hmm. When we take a look around other industries and so forth, I think what people are used to whenever you say, you know, it's a really high return. When we take a look at, it's really what we're comparing it to is what more normal people are used to, like what the banks give them.
Of course,
type of interest. So whenever you take a look at other investments that are out there, there is other investments that perform a lot better, probably got a little bit more risk associated with them. But at the end of the day, you know, it's a fixed rate of return. It's a lot better than what the banks are going to be able to get for them and so forth. So it's a great opportunity for people that are looking, you know, for maybe just a bit of diversification in their life.
So look, with the volatility of the crypto market, we've all seen those Bitcoin graphs going up and down and, you know, for all sorts of different coins.
Yeah.
How does HIDA provide stable returns to its investors through mining?
Yeah, well, as you're probably starting to gather from based off of what I'm saying here, we're not actually investing specifically in certain tokens or coins.
Sure.
And that's where the volatility obviously comes into play. So first and foremost, you've got the opportunity, you're paid out on a daily basis. It doesn't matter, you're paid out in a dollar value. So it doesn't matter what the price of Bitcoin is on that day because you're getting it every single day. So right. It doesn't matter where the price really, really sits. Now, if you want to speculate and take on some of that risk of that volatility, you've obviously got that opportunity as well. But the beauty with mining is that whenever you have these large influxes of up and or influxes of down, where you've got these big market movements that are actually occurring, all of those are opportunities to be mining more. So if you're sitting there holding your Bitcoin and the markets are going up, then that's going to give you a really nice little extra bit of return on top of the fixed rate. Mm-hmm. But obviously, again, you're going to be taking on a little bit of risk that way. The opposite will happen whenever the market is going, obviously, down, because you're still getting that fixed dollar rate, that fixed amount. So you're going to be accumulating a lot more. So just like all markets have cycles, whenever it's obviously down, you're accumulating a lot more. And then obviously when the market goes up, you're able to generate yourself a little bit of a higher return. Sure. But most importantly, those are all options that you have. So if you want to take a non-speculative approach, then you can just obviously cash out on a daily basis. If you want to take a little bit more of a speculative approach and take on a little bit more risk, well, then, you know, you've got that opportunity. So we like to give people that, I guess, that feeling of they're in control of what's happening.
Fantastic. Now, investment skepticism is common with any type of investment, especially like innovative fields like Bitcoin, blockchain, etc. So I want to run you through some questions or maybe concerns that potential investors might have with the offer that you've got there at HIDA. Would that be okay?
Sure, yeah,
okay, absolutely. So what if someone comes along and just says, look, I don't know enough about crypto and blockchain and Bitcoin and all of this stuff to be comfortable to get involved?
Yeah. Look, I think that there's things that we use on a daily basis that we don't know how it works. You know, I'm talking into a microphone at the moment. We've got videos and all these kind of things around us. We use phones. Most of us don't know how those work. You know what I mean? We go and invest, you know, the phones nowadays are like $3,000. You go and spend $3,000 on a phone, you don't know how it works.
But it does.
But it does. And it does. You don't purchase it because you understand how it works. You purchase it because it's something that you need and something you want to utilize. So it's the same thing with the current system, like the current banking system. Most people don't know how bonds work and how that current system it works as well, but they tend to use it anyway. So do we really need to understand how Bitcoin actually works in order to invest in it? Or do we understand, do we take a look at it as something that we know can generate us maybe a little bit of a higher return for ourselves, or maybe just help us transition into, you know, this digital era that we're living in currently?
You don't need to know how it works. You just need to know that there's a fixed rate of return.
That's right.
Fantastic. All right. Well, you know, someone will always say, look, I know someone who lost all their money with Bitcoin. What would you say to them?
Look, I would probably say you've obviously sold at the wrong time, or you've dealt with the wrong person. You know, there's, unfortunately, it's, you know, there is, whenever there's money involved, there's always going to be shonky businesses out there. You know, it doesn't matter what industry you're in. You've got shonky builders, you've got shonky mechanics, you've got shonky people in every type of industry. So I think it's important that you do your due diligence and take a look at, you know, who you're actually working with and who, you know, who you're giving your money to make you feel a little bit more comfortable in moving forward. Now, you know, that we can't help what's happened to some people in the past. But the good thing is that we can help them most likely be able to regain that and start to regain their, I guess, their confidence in this era that we're moving into.
Sure. Okay. Now, look, your returns are pretty good. I'm sure you have a few saying, you know, it's a fixed rate. They're very good. Why isn't everyone doing it?
Well, you know, not everybody knows about this. You know, not a lot. I'm sure most people have heard about, you know, Bitcoin and these other cryptocurrencies that are out there. Most people don't know that you can, you know, there's a mining side of things which facilitate transactions and so forth as well. But, you know, it's very similar to how an ATM works, right? So, you know, everybody can invest in ATMs, but they just don't do it. You know, it's just the way things kind of work sometimes. You know, if it's something that they're researching and looking into, then, you know, maybe they're going to get involved with it. But that's what we do, is we help people understand, you know, what they're set to gain from, you know, the services and those types of things that we provide.
Sure. Okay. Now, look, we've all heard the horror stories, you know, especially around companies involved maybe in crypto and so forth.
Yep.
How would someone be protected if HitUp went bust?
Well, there's a few things, and probably the most important thing is that we do obviously talk about diversification. So we are diversified in, you know, commercial properties as well as gold and these types of things, as well as a leverage. But I think one thing that really kind of would stick us out from the crowd is that we're not speculating with people's money. You know, unlike whenever you invest in, you know, stocks or shares or gold or property and all these kind of things, you're just speculating that the market's going to go up. For us, it doesn't matter which direction the market goes. You know, we're able to make a return whether it's going up or down. So that's the beauty of being paid out on a daily basis, is that you don't have to speculate if you don't want to.
Fantastic. So, now, what if a potential investor doesn't have, you know, cash funds available to do this? Could they use their super?
Yeah, there's options where they can set up a self-managed super fund. We can't do that directly ourselves. We're not licensed to do that, but we do have people that we work with that have helped our, you know, our current members that that have wanted to roll over into a self-managed state.
Okay,
yeah, so we can definitely help them out with that.
You got third parties that can help them do that?
Yep.
Oh, fantastic. Okay. Now, what happens with partners who, I'm sure you get this, where, you know, you may have one who's very keen, but one who's a bit skeptical. Do you have resources and things that could help, you know, partners come together on the same page?
Yeah, well, you know, I think it's important whenever it comes to partners that they're both there and they're both making the decision together. Anyone that's got a partner that's ever bought a house isn't going to buy their house without their partner. You know, they both go there. It's a big investment. They need to both be there and make that decision together. So I think it really just comes down to that time to you know, to get the two people together to sit down and obviously explain to them what they're really set to gain from all of this. And, you know, we've got plenty of resources there that can help them with that as well for the decision-making process.
That was another question I've got. I mean, because education, you know, when it comes to investment, is the key to understanding and confidence. What resources or support do you offer your clients to learn more about what they're getting involved in?
Yeah, well, we're always releasing videos and these types of things that are, you know, little educational videos that are kind of helping people understand a little bit more about the process.
There's this podcast, of course.
There's this podcast. And there's other things that we have out there that can help them with that. We've also got, you know, a customer service team that's always there that's quite well knowledged in this space and can really help them kind of get their heads around it. So it just really depends on which way is the best way for them to learn and how to take in the information.
Sure. But well, look, success stories are always inspiring. Can you share an example of a happy client and happy member that you've had who's, you know, significantly benefited from, you know, putting an investment into HitUp?
Yeah, just look, I could think of hundreds, to be honest, but there's a couple things that come to mind. Just going back to the very early days of when we first started this off, I remember originally speaking to one lady, and this gives you an idea how far back this was. You know, I said, we were talking about Bitcoin, and she said, "Oh yeah, I think I've got those in the odds and ends drawer at home." And I was like, oh, "All right, I doubt it, but anyways,
if you do, bring it in."
But I've just kind of giving you, kind of catching you up with helping you understand of how long ago this was actually that we were having this conversation. So, one of a very very early investors with our company. She originally came on board with us, like I said, very early. I think it's around 2016, something around there. I wouldn't say she was skeptical. She was she didn't know much about it, and she wanted to learn more about it, which was, you know, obviously what I can talk to people all day about those types of things. Her husband was just really, really against it. He didn't want to have anything to do with it at all. But she decided to go out on the limb. I think she had a little bit of money put aside, and she decided to give us a go. Look, I can assure you at this stage, she's definitely looking back at that situation thinking, geez, I'm really glad that I went out there and I gave these guys a chance. So, you know, the good news is the husband's turned around, and, you know, they're getting a lot closer to, you know, retiring and achieving their long and short-term type of goals. So I think they've already achieved their short terms, and now it's just a kind of more those long-term type of goals. So I think that's the one of the best things that comes from this job, is waking up knowing that you're changing people's lives and you're helping them, you know, find a way out and showing them that there's actually light at the end of the tunnel, and they'll be able to retire self-funded and so forth. So
awesome. I love it. Now, look, for our listeners eager to explore, they're listening to this, they're thinking, there's something in this, they'd like to get involved and maybe explore blockchain mining as an investment. What's the first step they should take with HitUp to get involved?
Yeah, so you can look, obviously we've got a website and so forth. You can look us up online. So our website is HIDDUP.com. Have a look on there. There should be a phone number, and there's also contact details and so forth. If you want us to reach out to you, you can just basically leave us a message, and we'll get back to you as soon as possible from there.
Fantastic. Well, look, there you have it, folks. This is a deep dive into the cutting edge world of blockchain mining with our special guest today, Ryan Brown from HitUp. It's clear the future of secure and profitable blockchain investments is bright, with companies like HitUp leading the way. Now, if you're ready to explore blockchain mining and how it can benefit your investment portfolio, visit hitup.com today. Don't just watch the digital currency revolution from the sidelines. Become a part of it with HitUp. Now, I'm Adam Bell. Thank you again for tuning into the My Business podcast. We're here to keep you ahead of the game in business and investment. See you next time with more insights and opportunities. And once again, Ryan Brown, thanks so much for joining me on the My Business podcast.
Thanks, Adam.
Thanks for listening to the My Business podcast. If you want to be on our podcast, please reach out to the team on all our socials at mybusiness.pod.